Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of 1 Corinthians as we continue through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I'm going to say this and move on, okay? It's tough being a pastor, and I ain't asking for no pity party. It's tough being a pastor. Not everybody's cut out for it. Amen. That's why most pastors don't last 2-3 years. They don't make it. They either have to move on to another church or they decide, I can't handle. Doug can tell you. I can tell you. Danny can tell you. All the graduates, when we graduate from Bible college, how many are still in ministry? I won't say they weren't cut out for it because God called them. But evidently, a lot of them, are y'all following? I don't want, this ain't what it's all about. It's just, it wouldn't be a problem if people wasn't problems. I'm grateful for those texts when people, and I've said this before, I love those texts. Say, preacher, I love you. I'm praying for you. I get these phone calls. I love those texts. But 90% of the time when I get a phone call or I get a text, it's something bad. You know, this or this or this or this. And it weighs on you. A pastor ain't worth a plug nickel if he doesn't care for his sheep. If his heart, if he doesn't weep when they weep, if he doesn't rejoice when they, are y'all following? And so when people weep, I weep with you. When my brother dies, I know when he died. It's, are y'all following? And as a pastor, I cannot be concerned about just me. I have to be concerned about you and. Paul made this statement, I'm going to move on. Paul said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And he said, I'm paraphrasing now. I'd much rather be with the Lord. Remember that? Ain't that what kind of what he said, temple? I'd much rather be Lord. But it's much better for you if I hang around a little longer. That's kind of how I'm thinking, you know. I love y'all. I love my wife. I love my grandkids. But really, I'd be much better off with the Lord. That's what Paul said. Be absent from the body, the Lord. And he said, I'd much rather be. Are y'all following? But I think in the present time, y'all would be much better off if God would keep me around here a while. This sounds stupid, but I think y'all need me. That's what I'm paraphrasing. That's what Paul was saying. He said, if it wasn't for that, man, I'd be ready to go to heaven, but I need to stick around. And again, that has to do with saying whether it's missionaries or anybody else, it goes along with anybody. We're not to seek our own. Let me repeat. We're not to seek our own, but another man's wealth, their well-being. And that's what it's all about. That's why it's so tough. Again, being in ministry, I don't want your pity party. When you say you need to pray for your pastor, you need to pray for your pastor, okay? Now, let's go on. That's the alarm. She's going to pray for her pastor. That's what that is. Verse number 25. Now, he gets again to the crux of the problem about the meat. He is not being, what's the word, Doug, I'm looking for? Wishy-washy. He's not being, what's that word? Starts with a C. Huh? No.
You had to come to me when I see it. Not being not even controversial, not condescending. Let's just read it. It had to come to me. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles, the word shambles here, we think of shambles as being, the shambles here is in the marketplace. I think of like public supermarket or somewhere in the meat market, okay? Whatever sold, or Max Meat or somewhere, Greens Market, whatever sold in the shambles, the meat market, that eat it. And then he makes this phrase, which just, it seems strange to the obvious. He makes this phrase, eat it, asking no questions for conscience sake. In other words, don't ask any questions. Don't that seem strange? I had to chew on that a while. Here are our spiritual people. And you go in there and asking, well, eat it. And don't ask them, where did it come from? That's what he's saying. For conscience sake, let me tell you what I wrote. This has to do, a believer can buy meat at the market and he ought to be able to enjoy it. Just don't ask any questions. And I put this in quotes, and I hope you understand what I'm saying here.
I believe this is what Paul is saying. What you don't know won't hurt you. I think that applies here. You ever heard that? What you don't know hurt. That's why he said, just don't ask any questions. Isn't that an amazing thought? One of these things, boom, I've read it, and it just, wow. Think about that a minute. You're in the marketplace, and you know that's what's out there, because we know most all the meat's been offered to idols, because the market, we learned all that. Buy it, enjoy it, cook it medium rare, let the blood run. Don't ask any questions. Why? Why should you not? That's a good question. Why not? Why not? Okay. Here's what I wrote. Get the picture. You're in the meat market. And there's the guy. You're buying some meat. Well, let me ask you, before I buy it, was it offered there to that god Zeus or whatever their god? Did you offer that? Was that offered? Well, yeah, it was offered. Well, I ain't buying it. What do you think that would do to, how would that affect that unbeliever that's selling that meat? I actually thought of a scenario, and this is what I put. Such questions would seem hostile and alienate the unbeliever, the Greeks at Corinth, thus hindering that gospel advance. Don't create problems when it's not necessary. Again, he's not compromising. He's just looking at the situation. Don't cause any problems. If you're there in the marketplace, and please don't run with this and say, well, the preacher's giving people a license to sin. This is going out on the radio. This is going out on the internet. I understand that. And I'm probably going to get all kinds of comments about this. I'm not giving anybody a license to sin. I'm telling you what Paul the apostle was saying. When you go there and you buy that meat, don't ask any questions. It's exactly what he said. What you don't know won't hurt you. It would apply here. Because let's read verse number, let's go on. Verse number 26. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's a direct quote from Psalm 24:1. Isn't it amazing after he says that? Eat it. Don't ask any questions. It all belongs to the Lord anyway. Remember at the beginning of this discourse, he said, don't we know that the meat is nothing? It's just a piece of red meat. Because we know the idols are nothing. It's just stone, wood. They ain't nothing. They're not real. So don't let that affect you. So what he's saying, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And by the way, I learned something when I was researching this again, that this verse is used as a Jewish blessing most of the time at meal times. In other words, when the Jewish people would ask the blessings on food, many of them would quote that verse. It's pretty neat. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's part of their blessing. Where we would say, God is great, God is good, let us take him for our food, that kind of thing. They would say, of course I'm joking, but they would say, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's part of their blessing over the food. But anyway, the thought is this. The Lord created the earth and it belongs to him. He's the owner. Satan was the one who corrupted it. But it does not change the fact that God owns it all. It belongs to him. And one day, he's going to reclaim it back for himself. And I was going to read Revelation chapter number 5, the first few verses. Revelation chapter number 5, the beginning of the tribulation period. Where he opens, remember the seals that he opens, that seven-scrolled seal. Literally what that is, that's the title deed to the universe. As he begins to open those seals, one after another, remember Revelation chapter 5, who is worthy to open that seal? No man is worthy but the Lamb. You remember that great thing. And he begins to retake, he reclaims the earth back. Because I use that word for for Satan. He's a squatter. Satan is nothing but a squatter.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.